Today on Rockin' the Suburbs,
we have a double shot of Lisker Love on the pod.
Oh, that's nice. Is it just the two Liskers?
Yeah. Were you hoping for others?
Well, it would have been nice to hear from Molly.
Okay, so all week we have been taking calls from listeners telling us about their favorite music from the past year. And this particular episode of Rockin' the Suburbs, I'm Jim Linehan.
And I'm Patrick Foster.
And I'm intern Sam Lisker.
One of those picks today is going to come from somebody who's here in the basement.
Isn't that cool?
I know.
That's always the best.
You don't have to hear that scratchy, you know, buffering phone call, whatever it is, and get cut off every 3 minutes, right?
The microphone might peak a couple of times, but that's about it.
You get to hear someone who's actually here, and that would be intern Sam, my friend. All right, so we're going to get to your pick in just a minute.
Yep. Yeah.
Your favorite of 2019. But before that, we have a couple of other things. One is we have the last package.
Last package.
Yeah, it's Patrick's
Friday.
Hoarding it right now. Yep.
Last package on Christmas.
Yep.
From the listeners. Thank you to all the listeners who sent us packages.
Yeah.
We so appreciate it.
Oh, my God.
We don't expect it, but we appreciate it.
Yeah.
And what do we have this week?
Well,
you saved this one for last.
Yeah.
For some reason, you would not tell me.
Sam, would you mind opening this one? I would appreciate it.
Sure. I'm almost petrified to use the razor blade, but I might have to.
Yeah, just be careful. Cut away from yourself, not toward yourself. I know some people use like a X-Acto knife or...
I like the... Yeah,
yeah,
sure.
But I'd like to go raw with the blade because I
careful.
Just think, you know, just be careful. Yeah. That's why they call me four finger patty.
We haven't paid our workers comp.
That's
premium.
Right. No, we have not. And we're definitely not OSHA. I mean,
no, we are not OSHA.
We are not OSHA.
Yeah, so be careful. All right.
All right. Careful, all careful.
Right. Okay.
All right.
Ooh. Looks like,
there's a note.
There's a lot in here.
Yeah, there's a lot.
It's a small box with many wonders.
It's very cool.
Is this the padding? I just want to make sure I didn't just tear something up. Okay.
That just looks like padding.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, my dog would chew on that for a while.
Here is the note.
Sweet, sweet.
All right. Hey, guys. Here are a little something for you and the interns to say thanks for a great podcast. I enjoy listening whenever I can. This is my annual compilation CD mix. Please find enclosed one for intern Sam, intern Sammy, intern Matt, intern John, and co-host Jim. And remember, you got to open it to play it. Best wishes and sincerely yours, Patrick. Thanks, Patrick.
Oh, wow.
P.S. I didn't enclose one for myself because I already have one. P.P.S. Remember to play this loud. P.P.P.S. Happy New Year to all. Thanks, man. And it's composed on a typewriter.
Oh, that was nice of me. It really was.
That is great.
I mailed it to us because I love getting mail in the P.O. box.
Oh, wow. Okay. I'm going through all these right now. Oh, my gosh. These look incredible.
There's
right,
yours,
here's mine,
Sam.
And here's yours, Jim.
Beautiful.
Oh, thank you. Wow.
And then I have three here for the other interns.
That's
my fellow interns, Matt, John, and Sammy.
Yep.
Your CDs are coming your way.
All right. Fantastic. Does that mean you're going to take care of sending them, Sam? Or
oh, yeah, absolutely.
I have to Snapchat this real quick.
That's right. Would you mind Snapchatting that?
Oh, man, this is so cool. Yeah, I guess I'm going to have to join Jim and do it, too.
I hope you guys enjoy it. I really do. And,
absolutely.
And, just want to say thanks to Matt and John and Sammy for all their hard work to make the show what it is. And definitely all their what we're listening to picks. Sam, always love yours on our weekly Friday newsletter, which you can get by going to the website and just putting in your email address.
That's right. It's like new music selections every single Friday.
I know.
Seriously.
It's
great. Or you can hear flashes from the past.
That's right.
Well, seriously, Patrick, thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome.
I've always
Sam, thank
looked forward
you for
to
all your hard
tapes.
Work.
Anytime, man. This is like the, honestly, this is the coolest job in the world, too.
Oh,
seriously.
Well, it's great to hear you say that. Really.
Don't
is.
Tell my boss at work. Okay? Yeah, seriously. Being able to do this every single afternoon, evening, whenever I get off of work, seriously makes my day a million times better.
Well,
it does.
It means a lot to us. I hope you know that. And you know, definitely everybody that helps means a lot. Intern Matt does an amazing job organizing our correspondence. Like, thank the
Absolutely.
Lord. Absolutely. Sammy and John are such great editors.
They are. It's not all me, guys. There's a
That's
whole
right.
other team of interns on here as well.
So we'll get those CDs out to you guys, too. And it was really fun mailing something to myself. I've Never really done that before, but it was kind of cool. It took a kind of a long time. I was a little puzzled.
I'm glad I dropped it off
at the same post office that I picked it up from, and I was like, "How long is this going to take?" It actually took a little longer than I. So I'm not sure what happened. I'm not sure where it went.
Thank you. I'm going to use this. You said play it loud.
That's right.
So, here's what's happening in my house. On the weekends, I'm the only one who gets up in the morning.
Oh.
The rest of the house is in bed, right?
Well, that'll wake him up.
Yeah, so there we go.
Patrick already knows what's on it. He's like, oh, well.
There's some wingtip float on there, buddy. It'll wake him up in no time.
This is going in the CD player, and I'm turning it up.
Oh, yeah.
All right, there we go. Thank you. Thank you very much for
that. Of course.
So appreciate it. Now, that is not, though, there's some confusion. That is not the mixtape that we're sending to people.
No. For that's something completely different.
For the calls that they're making
that's right.
this month for the
that's right.
2019 thing.
Yep.
Okay, that's a different thing. That's you and I. We each have a side of the mixtape. Mm-hmm. We haven't yet actually put that together.
No.
Mm-hmm.
We're aiming for Flag Day.
It's still a work in progress.
It's merely an idea, a notion at this point.
Flag Day,
yeah.
Easter, something like that.
Yeah, you know, maybe Christmas in 2020. We'll see.
Yeah,
it takes a lot of thought to narrow it down to that.
It really does.
45 minutes of music, right?
Yeah. And there's the dubbing and all that. So
it takes forever. Yep. Yeah,
that does take forever. All right, so that'll go out to all the people who have called this month and given us their 2019 picks. And why don't we get to the call that we are going to play today?
Hello, this is Josh. I'm brother of intern Sam, and to contribute to what are the best albums of 2019, I have to say Igor, without any doubt. Tyler, the Creator's newest album is just spectacular. I've never heard such varied production. The growth from Flower Boy to this point was spectacular, and I've probably listened to it full way through over 40 times, which is probably a problem, but I don't care. It is that good. Please put it on your tape if you're looking at tracks still. Thank you.
So who's that?
That was my brother Josh calling into the Suburban Party Line.
Very nice.
Which That's he awesome. Absolutely loves doing. So yeah, Tyler, the Creator, Igor. I can back that up. That is definitely his favorite album of 2019. He got the vinyl and he even got the poster too.
Wow.
And he framed the poster. I mean, that is how much he loved it.
Wow.
And I think his favorite song off of it that he plays over and over again is Earthquake. It's written in all caps, but it is absolutely fantastic.
Well, let's hear a little bit of that.
Right.
Very cool.
Yeah, I love that record too. I think it's really, really good. I actually put a track from that record on my mixtape this year.
And I'm very excited for that because when you say play it loud, I'm going to make sure that that track is ready to go. Josh will be up and out of bed in no time.
Got some good low end too, man.
Oh, really, yeah, totally.
Shake the floor.
Totally. Oh, yeah. Like, what on earth?
Yeah, exactly right. Yeah, great pick. It's so cool that he's into it. And tell us a little bit about Josh. He's your younger brother, right?
He's my younger brother. Still in the college. He's in his last semester now, so he's almost done. He's going to be a working man like all three of us.
Okay. What is he studying there in the college?
He's studying business. Oh. So he's going to go a completely different direction than what I'm in right now. But in terms of music taste, he's definitely a bit more broad than I am. But he absolutely loves very complex type of songs.
Okay. And I can see why he likes the Igor album then. Yeah,
oh,
totally.
Yeah. And he's,
a lot of pieces.
He's really into like that kind of rap. He's not really into trap or mumble rap or anything like that, but he's into that sort of genre. Mm-hmm. I can't quite name it off the top of my head, but that's his thing. He loves it.
Well, I'll tell you, folks, if you don't know too much about Tyler, the Creator, definitely look up his career and look up a band called Odd Future and some of the things they did, because it's a very interesting story.
He loves Tyler, and he thinks Tyler's really funny.
Yeah, he is fun.
He does all these little bits that hop up on YouTube on occasion, and he just loves it.
He's got a weird obsession with golf, which I think is very funny.
It's very odd.
He really does, yeah.
Very cool. All right. So it's a family affair today on the show.
That's right. It feels like Christmas.
We had Josh Lisker, and now we're going to get
Sam Lisker.
Sam's pick.
Maybe not
2019.
Maybe not as complex as what Josh had, but I'll take it back a little bit. So right when I got started on the show, I remember being introduced to Echo Park Jimmy and the magic that Echo Park Jimmy provides this podcast every time he calls.
Oh, hell yeah.
And Haim is a band that he often played. I think in 2017, I think in 2018, he even said it was one of the best groups that he's ever heard. And Haim is a trio of three sisters. I don't quite remember exactly where they are from in the United States,
I think they're Southern California.
Yeah, Southern California. California.
Yep.
So I know that they had their 2017 album, which was extremely popular. Mm-hmm. But I wasn't really turned on to Haim until Jim mentioned Haim in one of his new music episodes
that
he did, I think, towards the end of 2019. And it was Summer Girl.
Yes.
It was the single Summer Girl.
Good
which
song.
It was fantastic. And what made it better was Paul Thomas Anderson directed the music video for them, which was even cooler.
I didn't know that.
So awesome. So then we skip ahead a couple more months, and then we suddenly get another single from Haim called Now I'm In It, which was actually pretty good. It's after listening to it over and over again, and I really hope I interpreted this right, it's about getting into a relationship. The relationship falls apart. You're like, shoot, I can't really be friends with this person anymore because that's awkward. But then you fall down, but then you have people to come and get you back up. And that's sort of shown in the music video as well. It's shown in many different ways. Like the lead singer, Danielle, is put through a car wash, and it's absolutely nuts. She's like trying to get through her daily life, and she's screwing up until her sisters come in and lift her back up. And it's like, no, come on, you're better than this. Snap out of it. So I know I could certainly feel a connection with that, having a sibling. And I was like, that's definitely, I think, where I felt a bond with this song. And it's catchy too. There's a bass lick in it that sounds very similar to Eye of the Tiger, the opening of Eye of the Tiger. You will hear it.
Hell yeah.
But it's and then Daniel's voice is also kind of morphed a little bit. It's modulated a lot throughout the song, but it really adds to the sort of stressful nature of it. And it's in general just a great tune. So that is my favorite of 2019.
That's hot.
That was really, really
good.
It was.
It's really jumpy, and I'm the kind of person where I need music to be fast and bassy, and it just fit all of that. So, yeah, that's it.
And you know, Sam, I'll say something really quick here that I think it's important when we're thinking about what was our favorite or best music. I think there's a real difference between those two things when you think about a year, and it sounds to me like that song had a real connection to you, like an emotional connection and a musical connection as well. I think when those two things are put together, that means a lot more than just like, oh, I think this is the best.
It's, you know, almost somehow the perfect song.
Right,
almost.
Somehow graded. Because I think it has to have that personal connection.
Absolutely,
really,
yeah.
To make it that one for you this year. And obviously we heard of some callers really eloquently talk about that, as you did. So I think that's really important. I mean, it's not like, best British baking show or just sitting down like grading everything. You know, it's got to have something personal.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, love it.
Yeah, really great.
Well, that's what I like about this whole series. People are talking very passionately about the stuff that just connect with them.
Yeah.
I also think Haim is doing something that you know, a lot of young artists are figuring out today, which is just the way music is distributed is so much different, and it, in some ways, maybe it just makes more sense to just put out a bunch of singles. Yep, they put out three singles this year and no album.
Yeah,
and probably at some point there will be an album that will collect all this stuff, and it's kind of like going back to the 50s in some ways, right?
That's so true. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Put out the greatest hits, because all the singles came out from Jerry Lee Lewis. Totally.
Yeah, singles, album, then the remix single.
That's right.
You know, whatever comes next.
It's cool. So,
great way to end the week.
Yeah, I think so.
They are
real
talent, the Sisters of Haim.
Yep. So. And who knows, EPJ might walk their dogs. We don't know for sure, but it's possible.
It's possible.
Oh, it's likely.
All right, very cool. So next week we're going to do more of the listener series, more listener favorites from 2019. We have a lot of calls already.
Great.
Queued up, ready to go. All right?
Yep.
All right, and I finished my beer, so I think that's about it.
Yeah, that's it for this week.
Okay, if anyone would like to send free stuff to Intern Sam, where do they send that?
You can send that to 800 West Broad Street, Box 6577, Falls Church, Virginia, 22040.
Very good.
You got it down, man.
Thank you, man.
If anyone would like to just call the show and talk, you can. We won't answer, but you can leave a message. It's 612-440-1984. There you go. Or you can email us, rock@suburbspod.com, or find us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, not Snapchat, not TikTok.
Could you imagine you guys doing a TikTok?
I don't even know what that is.
Oh,
I
don't even know.
Short,
you have a lot of research to do.
It's a short video, right?
Yeah, short video, but you have to like dance in it or sing it or something. You know, it's you just got to go nuts. So essentially, every Wingtip Slope music video is now going to be made in TikTok.
Oh, sweet.
Yes, so that is
now
what we have to do
talking,
now.
We're talking, brother. Finally, technology has caught up with Wingtip Slope. I knew it would eventually.
All right, we'll have to get the Bish on that. Start the TikTok channel.
Yep.
Right?
That'd be great,
Wingtip Slope. Yeah.
Thank you, brother.
Where are we going with this? Anyway, all those are at Suburbs Pod.
Yes.
All the ones
that's
that,
the place.
Some of the ones that we mentioned. I don't know. Anyway, let's go on to next week. It's Rock in the Suburbs. I'm Jim Lenihan.
I'm Patrick Foster.
And I'm Intern Sam.
And we'll talk to you guys next week.
Haim, is that how you say
Haim?
It's Haim.
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 So, what did I say? Haim?
It's Haim? Oh, God, let's start over.